Okay, so we yesterday got to Paysandú at Bays. The two dots about a third of the way down before the before the Mishnah. So just going back to what we said in the previous Mishnah, Eid Echad Ibu Echad Echivani. So we said if the witnesses are written on the underneath the get, and you had one Hebrew style, one Greek, one Hebrew, one Greek.
87B1.
Yeah, so that means that, and as we said yesterday, the Greeks did it backwards.
They wrote the father.
They wrote the father as the son, and the son as the father, etc. So it says that it's all possible, even though you had still. So we said if you had two Ivrim and then two Yevonim, so the one with the Ivrim is going to be kosher, but the other one's not. But if you had it mixed, one Ivri, one Hebrew, one Greek, one Hebrew, one Greek, then they're both no good. So you had the two gets written side by side, they're both no good. So the question is, well, it's kasher hai be'ed echad ibi be'ed echad yivoni, v'hai be'ed echad ibi be'ed echad yivoni. Why can't you just say that they're both kosher? Because each one has one Hebrew witness and one Greek witness. Not none, because we learn in the Mishnah, that eid echad ibi be'ed echad yivoni kosher. If you only had two, and one was Ivri and one was Greek, then it's kosher. And Hatani Ze'iri, and Ze'iri's version of the Brisa is that Shneim Kshayim, that both of these gets are kosher. So how come in our Mishnah it's not kosher? But Tana Didan, because Dilma Gundalis Chosim is the same answer we gave yesterday, really. Because maybe even though the Greeks normally do father where the son should go and the son where the father should go, maybe this Greek was a anti-Greek. He was a, I don't know, Macedonian. And therefore, he might have done it the way the Hebrews do it, with loss. I mean, maybe only one of the witnesses did it, and therefore loss achad v'chad achad. Maybe three witnesses, therefore, are underneath one get, and only one on the other. Or maybe one of the Hebrews did it. You don't know which one's which, because it's all mixed up. Therefore, we say that we have to say they're both possible because we're not sure that any of them are kosher. So that means it's because of a doubt. You don't know how the witnesses did it, so we'll say that they're not kosher and have to do it again. Okay, next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shia Mikta Saget, Bekosve Bedaf Hasheni. So he didn't finish, he was writing it in a column on the paper, and he didn't finish the whole thing on one column, and so the next part, so it continues on the second column. So the answer before, we're talking about where you have two gets side by side. Now you have one get where the paper wasn't long enough. And so he continued on the top of the next column. Via Edim or Mata. And then underneath it is the witnesses, kosher. That's okay. So it gets allowed to go from one column to the next and continue. Chasmo Edim Beresh Hadaf. If the witness is signed on top of the page. So when you have a get, so normally you get a whole text of the get and the witness is underneath it. What if the witness is signed on top of it instead of underneath it? Oy min atzad, or on the side in the margins. Oy me acharav beget poshet, or on the back of it, if it was a get poshet. So we learned that there's two different kinds of gittin. There's the straight one, which is just a normal piece of paper, and you're not supposed to sign on the back of that. Only the get mekusher, they made a special rule for koyanim to slow things down, that they, what they call the tied up get, where you folded it and stitched it together and folded it and stitched together, and that one the witness is supposed to sign the back. But in a normal get, the witness is supposed to sign the front, so if they sign the back, so on the top, on the side, on the back, is all possible. No good. We're going to discuss it in the Gemara, where exactly and why it's no good. Hikif Reisha Shal Zeh B'Tzad Reisha Shal Zeh. You had two gitin written on one large A3 piece of paper, and you've got the top of one get next to the top of the other get. You're eating be'emtza, and he stuck so they're sort of back to back, yeah, not two columns like we were talking about before, but back to back, and the witness is in the middle. Shneim psulim, that's no good. We'll see why that's no good also. So official zeh b'tzad so official zeh, but if the bottom of, if they were written in such a way, so they're bottom to bottom, and the witnesses are in the middle, then Eidim Be'emtza, Esha Eidim Kruyanim Mo'i Kosher. the one where the Edom are heading in the same direction.
So
right?
What's it, so like a black and white, they're both written down the side.
No, so you had like your
check
Gemara.
Yours works as well.
So we had this one, and then we had your block, your one was like that.
Matching up to it.
Yeah, so we had them. If we have them head to head,
running into each other.
So if they're head to head and the witnesses are in here, then it's no good at all.
Because one's upside down. One's
no. Well, we'll see why.
It's in between.
But if we had it like that,
head to tail,
foot to foot, tail to tail. Right, so it's like that and like that, and the witnesses are in between. So the witnesses
they've signed at the bottom of both hands.
Well, no, they've signed in one direction, yeah. Right? So whichever one, when they signed in the middle,
whichever one is,
so if they signed it like that and it goes with that one, then that one's kosher. If they signed it sort of that way, then this one's kosher. All right, so one of the two will be kosher. Probably should have brought some better props than that. Oh wow, what happened here? Oh no, okay, okay. Okay. So that's the Mishnah. Lost a foot, that's okay. Need a foot. Get your kosfer ivris for eid of Yevonis. If it was written in Hebrew and the witnesses were Greek, Yevonis for eid of ivri, or it was written in Greek and the witnesses were Hebrew, eid echad ivri, eid echad Yevoni, or like we said before, if one is Hebrew, one is Greek. Then all those cases are kosher. The word kosher should be on the side there. Kosav sefer ve'ed. If it was the handwriting of the scribe plus one witness, then it's kosher. That counts as two witnesses. Yeah, the actual sefer and one other witness counts as two. That's kosher. Ish ploini aid kosher. If he writes,
doesn't the sofer act as the agent of the man giving the get?
Oh, we're going to talk about that as well. We
so
had
he
a
can't
bit of
sign his own get. He can't be a witness to his own document.
No, he's not an aid. He's only if he's a shliach to write it, then he's not a shliach to sign it. No, so what?
Because of law, the man has an obligation to write the get. He's not able to write because most people can't write. So he hires a sofer, says you're my shliach.
Yeah, okay, he's only the shliach while he's doing what he's doing. When he comes to sign it, he's not the shliach, he's his own guy.
Okay.
No, that's not the issue. We'll see in a minute what the issue is. The issue is that the witnesses have to be instructed by the husband and that we have to see whether we're worried about them just asking the giving word about the covet of the sofer. So they ask him to do it even though the husband didn't say so. That wouldn't work. Okay, each plenty aid kosher. Like we said yesterday, if it just says Harvey the witness, that's kosher. It doesn't have to say Harvey Ben Yeshua. If it says Ben each plenty, if you just wrote Ben Yeshua, aid is the witness, that's also kosher, even if he didn't write his own first name. Each plenty Ben each plenty. If you wrote Harvey Ben Yeshua, the low cost of aid, he didn't write the word witness at the end, is also kosher. And that is how the purists in Yerushalayim did that. They didn't put the word eight at the end because they were trying to keep it brief. So they left out.
Saved two letters.
Kasav chanichasoy v'chanichaso kosher. I'll translate chanichasoy. Normally we translate it as a nickname, but here it's sort of like a family name, right? Which is interesting.
Yeah. Eddie, Jetty,
yeah.
Rosie.
No, but even I don't know about Rosie, but even the full name, like they wrote Lever, instead of Yirmiyahu, you were supposed to sign Yirmiyahu ben Yosef, and you wrote Lever. That's kosher too. We'll see in the Gemara what that means exactly. They had Shem Mishpacha, they didn't really have family names in those days,
but families
had Mishpachas,
the butcher.
Whatever. Yeah. So we'll see who that is. Okay, says the Gemara. Question one. When you had... So when you finish one column and continue to the next column, lechosh dilba hani trei gitz you have. Well, maybe there's really two different gets that were written side by side, but the one on the left started higher up the page. And it turned out that the top of the first get was on the same level as the bottom of the second get. So what he did was that he cut off the top of the first get of the second get, the eidim de kama. And the witnesses on the second get, and now he makes it look like it's one get written over two columns, or maybe it's really two gets, and he chopped off the top of one and the bottom of the other, and the witnesses don't go with that get. is Omar Abba Omar Rav Kishe Yesh Revach Mumata. If there's space at the bottom of the first column, yeah. So if there had been witnesses there that he chopped off, there wouldn't be space there because there'd be witnesses there. Yeah, so that means that there wasn't any chopped off witnesses, so therefore that must be it's all one get. Fred the Gemara Vidilma Zman the Basra Megas Gazia. Maybe the first one Take with the space at the bottom was get number one, but maybe the second one where you just have the top of the page and the witnesses, you know, a little bit with the witnesses, maybe that's part of a second get that was way up the top and he chopped it all off to make it look like it was part of the first. Answers the Gemara Ki the Omar Rab Abba Omar Rav, like Rab Abba said in the name of Rav. Just like he said to answer the first question, there we're not worried about they've chopped off both sides because there's space at the bottom. So in this case, we'll say that there's space on the top of the second one. So when there's space on the top of the second one, then the space on the bottom of the first one, then you can be pretty sure that it's all part of the same get. Maybe. He changed his mind. He changed his mind, and therefore maybe it's two gets, yeah. And he left, and he wrote the first get, and he left the space at the bottom because he changed his mind, so he didn't get witnesses, yeah. And the other one is a different get, so the space at the bottom doesn't prove that it wasn't a separate get. Maybe it was a separate get, and he changed his mind before he sent the. Before he got the witnesses, yeah, and really that first get is nothing. What's on the first page?
He's got a special get in notepad. That's where he
answers the answers the Gemara. The cost of harayatmul mato. How can you be 100% sure that it's all one get that continues over from one column to the second, where he wrote the words harayat at the bottom of the first column and muteres mumala, the next word of the sentence. So in the middle of a sentence, harayat and muteres, he wrote on the top of the next column. Yeah, so then it's clear that it's all one get, because he wouldn't if he was gonna if there was monkey if it was two gets it wouldn't stop in the middle of a line and go on to the next one. So the Gemara maybe not. How do you know? Dilma Isramile, maybe he wrote Harayat and then he changed his mind, so he never finished it. So that's one get finishing with the word Harayat, and maybe the second part where you see the Muteris bit on column two is really part of some other get that was in column two and he chopped off the top of it. So you never really know that it's all one get. Here's the iPad that you were talking about. Answers the Gemara, Kuli hai lo chashinon. Such a mishigas that he finished harayat and changed his mind, and that's get number one. And then he chopped off another get and wrote muteris, and the muteris happened to be the first word there. So as a vite, we don't worry that such a mishigas happened, and we can assume that it's all one get. Ravashi Omar, the idea bay mitachta the Megillta. You can tell from the edges of the Megillah that it wasn't cut. What's your chashash? Maybe he chopped. They didn't have,
cut out the text.
Maybe they didn't have these guillotine things. Yeah. So if somebody had started chopping up the paper, you'd be able to tell that it wasn't that it was cut at that point. So you can see from the edges that there's no cuts. Then you know that it's all one piece of paper. Okay. Got it. Next one. Chas ba'edim reish adaf. If the witness is signed on top instead of at the bottom, then it's no good. Fred the Gemara, and also from the side. Fred the Gemara, ain't it ain't so. Rav chasim in atzad, Rav signed things on the side in the margins. Instead of Gemara answers, hasa mishagaga klape ksav. When he signed it, the top of his writing was facing the writing. So even though he signed it on the side, it was, so therefore that was okay. So that implies what? That if it was, that the distinction, if he signed it in the margin, facing the ksav, then it's okay. The top of his of the witness's writing faces the ksav, it's good. But if he writes it the other way around, it's no good. Is Elah Katani? What about the next part of the Mishnah? We said if they were head to head, yeah, the tops of the two gittin were facing each other. The Aidin Be'emtzan, in the middle was witnesses. The Shneim Psulim, we said they're both no good. Why are they both no good? You would assume they're both no good because if it's written on the top is no good, we said. Yeah, it has to be written on the bottom of the get. If you're saying that even if you signed it on the top, but as long as the signature, the top of the signature is facing the writing and therefore it's apparent that the signature goes together with it, so if you signed it in between two, the writing must be at least belonging to one. Look, you must face one. Yes, but why don't we look which one that is? Well, it's kasher. At least one of them should be kosher. Why do you say they're both possible? Is that the Gemara Hasan the Rama like Ibrahim? He makes it like a bridge, so he makes it perpendicular.
Joins both.
It's perpendicular. So you've got one get coming this way and one get going that way, and the Adim signed in the middle across. It's not read together with either of them. If that's what we're talking about, it's safer. The Ketani Roshos, but it's not safer. Yeah, but we said in the next part of the Mishnah was that if the top, if it's top to bottom, yeah. we didn't have that case in the Mishnah, did we? Yeah, we did. Roshos, but it's not safer. Then we said, if the Edim are signed at the bottom of one, it's kosher. But either Rama, so the Gemara assumes that we're talking about that when you had that set up, you also signed it like a bridge, perpendicular. Is either Rami or Kibbe, also the witness is signed perpendicular. Then neither one will it be read with. It'll be perpendicular to both of them. So how come it's kosher? So therefore, and the Mishnah has to be consistent. You can't say this one's not kosher because they're signed perpendicular. That one is kosher because they're signed horizontal. I mean, you're confusing us if you tell us that. You have to stick to one scenario because the whole thing you're trying to discuss is the difference between when they're head-to-head and when they're head-to-foot. Ella says, the Gemara, you're right. So go back to the original question. And it's always no good if it's not at the bottom. So what was the thing with Rav? How come Rav signed on the side? Rav, but this guy, when they found Rav's signature on the margins, it wasn't a get. It was a court paper, where he sent out a note, a summons, or something like that. So that he didn't really need a signature. Also, a technicality of a signature, so therefore he was able to sign it on the side. All right, so we'll continue after davening. Yeah.